I thought Deacon Steve will preach for this Mass. Thank you very much, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for your warm welcome, and everyone, while you're entering the church, welcoming me. That makes me feel at home and to enter this beautiful church and to celebrate my Mass this morning. So thank you very much for your great hospitality. As I begin my homily every time, you know, that's my nature to begin with a little joke so that I can be with people to begin my reflection. Coming together brings joy. We all know that. In one family, there were four brothers, and they left home for college, and they became successful doctors and lawyers. Some years later, they had a reunion. They chatted after having dinner together. They discussed the gifts that they had been able to give their elderly mom who lived in a faraway city. And they decided to open their mother's thank you card to each of them. And so the first son said, "I had a big house built for my mom." The second son said, "I had a $100,000 theater built in my house for my mom." The third son said, "I had a car dealer deliver an expensive car to my mom." The fourth son said, "You know how mom loved to read the Bible, and you know she cannot read anymore because she cannot see very well. Well, I met a preacher who told me about a parrot that can recite the entire Bible. It took 20 preachers 12 years to train that parrot. I had to pledge to contribute $100,000 to the church, but it was worth it for doing. Mom just has to name the chapter and the words, and the parrot will recite it." The other brothers were all impressed by his gift to his mom. Then they solemnly opened their thank you cards sent to them by their mom. And mom writes like this, "Milton, the house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Thanks anyway. Michael, you gave me an expensive theater with Dolby sound. It could hold 50 people, but all my friends are dead. I have lost my hearing and I am nearly blind. I will never use it. But thank you for your wonderful gesture. Marvin, I am too old to travel. I stay at home and I have my groceries delivered to my home, so I never use that expensive car. The thought was good, thank you. Dearest Gerald," she wrote to her fourth son, "you have the good sense to know what your mother likes. I cooked the chicken you sent. It was absolutely delicious." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm so happy to be here this morning to celebrate this Holy Eucharist with you. I am Father Savio Arasani. I am from southern part of India, from the state of Andhra Pradesh. Our state language is Telugu, so my mother tongue is Telugu. And you know, when we enter seminary, that's the first time that we start learning English. And so I know there may be some times which what I'm saying is not able to be to your language and so on. So please correct me if there is anything you need to. I was ordained as a priest in 2010 for the Diocese of Nellore, India. And I am working as an extern priest in the Diocese of Madison from June 2017. For 1 year, I worked in Watertown and Sacred Heart's Sun Prairie. And for the past 5 years, I am your neighbor working in Montello and Westfield parishes. And so this Mass, I see some of my people also from Montello and Westfield joining to this Holy Eucharist celebration. And this is the first time I am celebrating my Mass in this church. No, this is second Mass. Last night I was here. And so Sunday first Mass, the Sunday Mass in this beautiful church. After renovation of this church, I want to come and see this church and want to celebrate Mass, but now, no, God has a plan. And so now I got this opportunity to be the parochial vicar for this parish community. As we all know, our Diocese of Madison has taken an initiative to extend our parish boundaries and our parish administrations with the vision of Into the Deep and the mission of Go Make Disciples. With this new vision, we become the part of pastorate number 9, combining 6 parish families with the team of 3 priests serving in this pastorate. I'm so happy to be part of this pastorate, and I'm eagerly waiting to know you all and to become a member of this big and vibrant parish family. I hope and pray that I will fulfill my given responsibilities as parochial vicar along with my brother priests in serving you, the people of God. I know how much you love your priests and take good care of them. I heard many stories about Father Gary, how you loved him, you know. And so I request you from today to include me in your parish family and in your own family as your brother. Let us walk with the Lord, lowering our nets of faith into the deep. As the diocese says, into the deep, that is taken from Gospel of Luke, where Jesus commanding his disciples, you know, throw your nets into the deep, and they got a good catch of fish. So also to make the disciples, and our bishop says, go make disciples. With this mission command, we need to lower our nets of faith. May the Lord bless us all in this journey of what we are doing. And you know, I am known for giving long homilies. And that's what the complaint that you can hear from Montello and Westfield parishes. There is Bob here and Pat here. You can ask them, Amanda here, and you can ask them, they will say that I am known for giving long homilies. But I think, please don't worry, because you will see me only once a month. And I also made a good resolution from July 1st, 2023, to shorten my homilies. But who knows, if the Spirit of God is upon me, I can be too windy too. But I'm always open, as I say, I'm always open to your encouraging spirit. As your brother, you can encourage and support me with love to do better in my priestly ministry. And if I stop my homily today, you would complain to Bishop or Father Randy, he didn't preach anything about the gospel this weekend. So now I would like to share a few reflections from the gospel passage, what we heard just now. In the gospel, Jesus places before us a series of parables. We heard 3 parables in today's gospel: the parable of the mustard seed, the parable of the leaven, and the parable of the wheat and weed, through which Jesus explains to his disciples and to all of us about the nature of the kingdom of God. And so for our reflection today, if you are reflecting on all these 3 parables, I think by noon you will be going to your home. So for our reflection today, we shall center on the parable of the wheat and weed. Both are seeds. Seeds of the wheat and the seeds of the weed are sown, but by different people at different times. For a while, all seemed well and good until the weed sprouted and ripened, and the darnel appeared as well. And so the crisis began. Questions were asked and solutions were offered. The gospel parable seems to give us a simple solution. And what's that? Let them grow, and then at harvest time they will be separated. But the teaching point of the parable is this, and we heard in today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom. God is slow in his judgment and governs us with his great lenience. And the first reading continues saying, you have taught a lesson to your people, how a virtuous man must be kind to his fellow men. And you have given your children the good hope that if you sin, you will grant repentance. And that is the greatness of God. He is slow to anger and rich in love that we hear in Psalms that we read. This particular parable teaches two important lessons. And the first one, it teaches to live a life of conviction. The world does not have only good people or only bad people. Instead, the world is filled with both good and bad alike. We need to learn to live with both the good and the bad, adjusting to the situations at hand, but without giving into the evil forces of this world. And that's what we heard. The Master says, let them grow. At the time of harvest, we can see. And so the seed of weed and seed of wheat are grown together. And so also, we need to learn how to live with both good and bad, but not giving into the evil forces of this world. And the second lesson is this: the way we pursue things is not the way God pursues. As the wheat and weed grow together, there is always a chance to misjudge one for the other, since the weed and wheat almost identical. So a mistake of uprooting the wheat will cause a great loss to the farmer. And so similarly, when we apply to our own life, we often make mistakes in judging others. We are good at judging others by their outward appearance. Our judgments are mostly based on external appearances and are prone to error. Our quick judgments can result in the fall of the other person. And so today, the great lesson that we are learning, never prejudge the people and situations without first finding out the truth. And so let us ask the Lord to give us the grace, and let us ask the Lord that we may judge, not judge others, and let us ask the Lord to give us the discernment that we may do the will of God. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we live and journey through this world, wrestling with the realities of every day of our life, it is good to remember that our anxieties, our challenges, along with our weakness, are the great opportunities that God is giving to us to prove our faithfulness to the Lord. And we know sometimes we pray and pray and pray, nothing happens, and we say, God is not answering my prayer, so why I need to pray? Then we stop praying. We need to take a good example of Saint Monica, who prayed for many, many years. For 27 years she prayed and prayed, and God answered her prayer. So also, let us have faith in what we are doing. Let us ask the Lord to give us the grace that we may do the will of God in this world.